Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, and he narrates that once a person came and mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that he had committed a sin. And then this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, and keep salah established at the two ends of the day and in some parts of the night. Verily, good deeds erase evil deeds. This is advice to those who accept. Then that person asked, is this hukum or ruling or this verse specific for me? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, this is for all my ummah. Allahu, what a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows that good deeds expiate minor sins. If you do any good deed, whether it is salah, charity, sadaqah, fasting, even if you perform wudu, subhanAllah, your sins are erased. So you should not delay performing any good deed, any small deed, right? Because we never know, through the barakah of that good deed, inshallah, our sins will be erased. That good deed will become expiation for the sins we have committed throughout our life. When a person performs wudu and washes his face, the sins of the face, they are washed away. When he washes his arms, sins of his arms are washed away. When he, subhanAllah, washes his feet, the sins of the feet are washed away. So this tells us, if you perform any good deed, alhamdulillah, it is the karam, fadl, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our sins are erased. When you send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim, Allahu Akbar, this is also a good deed. When you send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, 10 deeds are written for you. 10 of your sins are erased from your account, and the darajat, 10 times ranks are raised. Allahu Akbar. So, never miss any opportunity to perform any good deed, because good deeds erase sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.